This year, thousands of students put their audio skills to the test, entering NPR's third annual Student Podcast Challenge. On Morning Edition, we told you about the seventh graders who won the middle school prize for celebrating the unsung heroes on their school's maintenance staff. Now we have the winner of the high school prize. The winner is a 16-year-old who lives in Chicago and made her podcast all on her own in a closet. Here's NPR's Corey Turner.
Krithi Sarav spends a lot of time in a narrow storage closet.
We got really lucky because when we moved into this house, they had this like desk here, and I think it was an office, little office closet before, but I like it for podcasting.
There's a small desk with a mic, headphones, and a bright red wooden chair. One item, though, stands out. It's carved of wood, about the size of a basketball.
It's like a mini temple kind of thing.
Inside it, once sat a small figure of the elephant-headed Hindu god Ganesha, which now sits in their kitchen. I mention this because Krithi's winning podcast is all about her life growing up Indian American. Let's listen.
My honey brown skin contrasted greatly with the peachy whites and olives of my friends. My parents called me Raja, Beta, not Munchkin or Cutie Pie. When I opened up my lunchbox, I had a thermos full of dal and rice and chapati and roti, not mac and cheese, or PB&J.
Krithi says the older she got, the more insecure she became about her Indian heritage, especially when her grandmother would visit Chicago from India, wearing a sari and a traditional red bindi on her forehead.
I hated the way other kids would look at my grandma and me when we went shopping. I hated the way they would ask if her bindi was a mole. I would say no, but deep down, I wanted to rip that bindi off her head and just cut off her long, thick, dark braided hair and put on a nice dress with a blue cardigan on her.
Krithi says she worried about seeming different, because the world was constantly telling her she was different. She remembers being 9 when, out of the blue, a classmate told her,
"Hey, Krithi, your skin's the color of poop."
People also mocked her name, or just didn't bother to learn it.
Krithi, or like, someone said Kairiti, or Krissy. Like, there's no S. Like, I got an award, and they said my name was Krithi Sarva. And that's not my name.
Krithi told me as a kid, she started to believe all these messages, telling her implicitly or explicitly, "You're weird. You're poop."
I hate my name. I want to change my name. I'd be to my mom, "Let me just go by Kiki," or things like that.
Over time, though, she realized she'd become her own worst bully. And so she made this podcast to declare, "Enough is enough.
It really doesn't matter what you or anyone else for that matter says to me. What matters are the words that I whisper day in and day out to myself."
And so, sitting on the floor outside her podcasting closet, Krithi whispered these words into my microphone to share them with all the other kids out there who have felt this kind of isolation and pain.
"I am strong. I am powerful. You have such an amazing, vibrant culture, and you should just be proud of who you are. Be proud of where you come from. Try to say this to yourself."
As we were getting ready to leave, Krithi told us what a big NPR fan she is. And so it seemed only fitting, since this is her story, to let her have the last word.
"From Chicago, this is NPR News." Wait, what?
What do I say?
Oh, I know. Hold on. So, signing off, I'm Corey Turner.
And I'm Krithi Sarav, NPR News, Chicago.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was so cool.